Today's revelations come at a sensitive time. The U.S. and North Korea are deeply involved in negotiations designed to get rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons. Significant progress has been made, but talks have stalled over one requirement, that North Korea provide a full inventory of all its nuclear activities. That would include any role in helping other nations acquire nuclear technology. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
For more than a year, the United States has been working intensively to implement the North Korea denuclearization agreement. This is taking place within the so-called six-party process involving China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea, as well as the U.S. and North Korea. The first phase required the disabling of the facilities at Yongbyon that produce plutonium for nuclear bombs. That has largely been achieved, according to American experts who visited the facilities and actually observed the North Koreans taking concrete steps to damage or dismantle those facilities. This is the most important aspect of North Korea's nuclear program. It possesses enough plutonium to make at least 8, maybe a dozen bombs. And of course, the North carried out one nuclear test explosion in 2006. In the second phase, North Korea is supposed to provide a full and complete inventory of its nuclear activities, but so far it's come up short, says Evans Revere, president of the Korea Society.
North Korea has apparently agreed that it will acknowledge in some way a series of U.S. concerns related to the two major stumbling block issues that have prevented further progress in the six-party talks.
The two stumbling blocks are possible uranium enrichment in North Korea and North Korea's proliferation activities, whether it helped other nations acquire nuclear technology. Recently, the U.S. held a series of talks with the goal of completing Phase 2, but North Korea apparently will only give a nod to U.S. concerns. In exchange, it wants the U.S. to lift economic sanctions and remove Pyongyang from the list of states that sponsor terrorism. This appears to be a deal the Bush administration is willing to make, but not without some fierce opposition, says Evans Revere.
These agreements have been long in coming. They've been very difficult to achieve through negotiations in Beijing and Geneva and most recently in Singapore. There has not been a lot of detail out in public about the nature of these talks, but what little detail there is has been picked up on by various parties in Washington and subjected to some criticism.
Critics on the right fault this as an enormous concession to North Korea, a state they say cannot be trusted to carry out any commitment it makes, and at any rate has no intention of giving up its nuclear weapons. Critics on the left say it's essentially a deal the Bush administration could have gotten 5 years ago, when North Korea's nuclear weapons program was frozen and before it carried out a nuclear test. When questioned about this a few days ago, President Bush seemed impatient with the criticism.
They have yet to make a full declaration. Why don't we just wait and see what they say before, you know, people go out there and start giving their opinions about whether or not this is a good deal or a bad deal.
President Bush was at Camp David hosting a visit from the new South Korean president, Lee Myung-bak, who insisted North Korea must provide a full and complete declaration of its nuclear activities. But speaking through an interpreter, Lee, too, appealed for patience.
Korea and the United States do not harbor any hostile intent towards North Korea. We both agree to work together to help North Korea escape international isolation and to improve the lives of the North Korean people.
The question remains whether today's intelligence briefing in Congress will help or hinder this process.
Oh, the briefing is meant to undermine the negotiations.
Jeffrey Lewis, a nuclear specialist, runs the website armscontrolwonk.com.
Members of Congress who have been pushing hardest to have this information declassified or at least put out into the public domain in some form or another are those who want to make the point that North Korea can't be trusted.
Still, U.S. officials were in Pyongyang just this week making the argument to the North Koreans that now is the time to provide a full accounting of their nuclear program. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
You can view an interactive map tracking the state of nuclear weapons around the world at npr.org.